I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Here it is, our favorite week of the year, Alice's annual Tickets and Turkey. Oh, nice, Hooman.
Good job, Hooman.
Tickets and Turkeys week with Whole Foods Market.
He's actually doing that with his mouth. It's not a sound.
Yes. Oh,
very really good. Talented. Impression of a turkey, buddy.
It's really good.
Thank you.
Dive turkey.
All week long, we're giving these away. A pair of tickets to the sold-out Alice in Winterland concert starring John Mayer and Maren Morris. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. No. John Mayer and Maren Morris. So that's sold out. Alice in Winterland. You get a pair of tickets for that and a classic roasted turkey dinner for eight, courtesy of Whole Foods Market. Mm. The turkey, the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, the gravy, the cranberry orange sauce, green beans with crispy garlic and parsley. And we're giving these away all day. 9, noon, 3, and 5. Listen for the cue to call and be calling 97. Right now is your cue to call.
Hey, so before I get to the text, I've read some more about that murder for hire story out of San Diego, the one about Diana Lovejoy, who's just been convicted of murder for hire and passed out in the courtroom. In fact, I showed you the photo of her just out cold. Not only, she is such a horrible person. It's beyond belief.
Her husband, we should say her ex-husband, survived this attempt.
He did survive the attempt. But the story goes, this Mulvihill guy, 45, he's the man, the husband in the story. He was in the process of trying to reclaim his life after Lovejoy had already made claims that he had molested their young son and sexually abused her. The couple had been separated since July 2014. They were in the final stages of completing their divorce when she found a guy at a gun range, paid him $2,000 to kill her husband. So the guy's laying in the bushes after they'd used a burner phone to call the husband and say, and they faked the voice and said, "I'm a private investigator and I have stuff on your wife."
Mm.
I've
to lure him.
To lure him out to this dark path where they were going to kill him. So he goes out to the dark path but brings a friend and has a flashlight.
Oh.
So the story from the gunman was, "I was just trying to shoot the light out of his hand." Mm. Meanwhile, they lured him out there with this possible evidence about how horrible his wife is, which he clearly already knew that.
Right.
She'd already accused him of stuff he didn't do. And that's their story, that he wasn't trying to kill him. Meanwhile, he's out there and gets shot.
Right.
They spotted the gunman in the bushes, too.
Oh, before they even...
Before he got shot, they saw the guy laying in the bushes.
He brought a friend with him to the pickup spot.
Oh, the husband.
The husband brought a friend.
Sorry, I was thinking, why?
This story is so crazy. Mm-hmm. But you will hear about it again. The lady's name is Diana Lovejoy. And she's just been convicted. We don't have sentencing yet, but her and the Weldon McDavid Jr., that's the gunman, they were both convicted. So now we have sentencing next.
Good. See you
How
later.
How much time do they get?
All of it.
Life.
Life. What did you say? 25 to life for her and 50 to life for him? They both get, like, throw the book at these people. They're awful. Like,
on
she's
top
an awful
of having
awful
done
person.
That to her kid. Said that he'd been the husband, like, oh, man.
Terrible.
So she's a computer person and was making bank. Mm. That's why she was the one who was having to pay out to him in the end.
Did you see that bit with the texter wrote in?
No.
From Fox 5 San Diego. They say feces in the bushes at the scene of the shooting were traced back to the shooter.
Oh, he pooped in the bush. In the bushes.
Well, when you're out there,
he pooped in the bushes.
You guys are the ones that say when you gotta go, you gotta go. Right?
Well, listen, and when you're nervous, I mean, I'm sure he doesn't murder people every day. So I'm sure he was freaking out and nervous about it and pooped in the bushes. Yes. Jesus. And they were able to DNA sample that, huh?
I guess. I mean, there is.
Yeah, for future reference, murderers, don't poop in the bushes right by the.
They found a multitude of guns and a silencer in McDavid's garage.
Yeah, the way she found him was at a gun range.
And a blast bag containing 7 spent shell casings.
Oh.
So I guess this guy works at a gun range, the murderer.
Yeah, they say he was a trained marksman and former Marine who fired his rifle. That's it.
Crazy story. Wonderful.
Okay, so
it is a crazy
onto
story.
The text. 800-400-3697 is the number you would dial and then just text it to us.
Yes.
We love to hear from you.
We sure do.
408 says, Hooman's host is that fancy, yet she doesn't know never have 13 at dinner. 13
looks
people.
Unlucky 13.
I guess. Is that some kind of an etiquette thing?
I mean, she invites, like, you know, her hairstylist is there, and she lets, you know, a lot of people that are helping with the meal sit down and eat with us. Like, it's really casual. I just threw out the number 13. It could be 17. It could be 12. I didn't eat. I left the oven. This year, we're hoping to do the whole thing, actually sit down, enjoy those beautiful table settings. And eat.
Don't forget to take pictures. I want to see these professional.
This house
settings.
Is beyond sick.
I can't take pictures. I want to see the front, the back.
But it's going to make you not love your house as much.
Can you Facebook Live the whole event, please?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That would be great.
You'd love to Facebook Live. Could you do that?
Maybe.
That way it'll be like at a real dinner.
Oh, you're not going to be at a real dinner?
Well, it's just going to be me and John.
Oh.
You want to come up to our house? We're doing a whole turkey.
Someone invite you, Zeth, to something.
No, thanks.
No, I don't want to. Go anywhere. I want to stay home.
I totally hear you.
I mean, I talked to John's kids. One of the kids, she's going to be in Mexico. And
all
the other
right.
kid, yeah.
She surfs?
I don't believe so.
Oh, that's too bad.
I think
bad.
She's going up there with her mom.
That's a
and
waste of
their
a trip
family.
To Mexico. But,
then the Johnny Jr. is going to his girlfriend's family's house in wherever they live.
So you're just going to do a little breakfasty, brunchy thing with them,
a
get all together, and then you guys
then
will be on
be
your
on
own.
Our way, yeah. Just us. That's
over
the way I
it.
Like it. Yeah.
It's funny because some of my favorite memories are like the huge family gatherings when I lived back east and all my family was there. And I would love to go to that. But other than that, it's like I don't want to piecemeal it out. I just want to be with my family.
Yeah, one spot.
Yeah.
That whole having to travel around thing. Mm. And I didn't want the kids to have to do that either. Like,
right.
Right.
I like to start drinking pretty early on Thanksgiving. You know,
oh.
I don't want to have to be driving anywhere.
Yeah.
You know.
With your DD.
That's right. Oh, my 18-year-old will be home. He can drive me.
You guys were talking about induction cooking last week, and somebody said chefs don't use it. Well, the French Laundry just redid their kitchen, and the whole thing is induction.
Oh
wow.
How funny.
It's beautiful.
I'm surprised to hear that, but that'll be a lot
Why
easier
Why are you surprised
for them
to hear it?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like, it does seem like gas is the standard in the cooking industry. I love the induction, though. It's wonderful. And I love being able to clean it. So easy.
Hey, did we get a winner?
Not yet, but soon.
Oh,
patience.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Sure. We'll try.
Kind of hardcore.
Patience, please.
I just like to announce the winners.
Yeah,
so
the people
know.
Can stop calling. We're doing our tickets and turkeys thing right now. 800-400-3697.
916 says, thanks for the Ready Player One suggestion. I didn't think I would like it because I was born in 85, but I couldn't put it down. Great book. And you want to read it before the movie comes out, and the movie looks excellent.
Yeah. I watched the trailer again last night.
March, get out
of here. I think. Yeah. Well, John's in the middle of reading it. And so he was telling me what part he's on, and I'm like, oh, man, we got to watch this. Oh, and I had forgotten that at one point, because there's... I don't want to explain the whole book, but there's the heroes, and then there's the anti-heroes, and the anti-heroes, there's a lot of them. They're called the Sixers, and they're all trying to win the same prize that all the good guys are trying to win, because it's all kind of a video game. And they show that all of a sudden, startup rushes Tom Sawyer And they're showing this whole thing where they're all getting into these virtual cars. They're all taking it's just so well done. Just the trailer. And it's a Spielberg. I'm so hopeful that this is going to be amazing with Spielberg behind it.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Oh, so hopeful.
Just the mention of Rush.
I know. And if you remember we watched the trailer and it wasn't just the Rush song. It actually had like all this like weird dissonant music underneath it and stabs. It was like, oh, God, this is awesome.
It's so funny, too, that when you say Rush, it brings in me this feeling of music I love so much. But I've heard people just say it's the worst. They're the worst band.
And isn't you it
just
funny? Go, people love them or hate them.
How could you?
It's like we can't be friends.
We're not hearing
we
the
don't
same
love
thing
Rush.
Here.
Rush is amazing. Although I do have to say, I dropped off by the time the 90s rolled around. I like old Rush. They haven't done really anything that I've been all that into since then, which I'm sure is wrong. I'm sure have come up with a million great songs.
Well, hold on. So it's Subdivisions. You like that album,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, when was that?
Late 80s. They did a release in the 90s that had Amy Mann on one of the songs, like maybe Time Stand Still.
I think, right.
The name, and that was the last thing I even marginally liked from them, and I just haven't listened to anything since. I thought that was early 90s.
Oh, I have Clockwork Angels. That's their last album.
Oh. How do you like it?
I love it. I love Rush. It's Rush.
Yeah.
Big E writes in, speaking of the lady lead singers of great bands, were we?
I guess we were talking about Faith No More. That was revealed to us this morning that Courtney Love was actually the singer for Faith No More for a few months, like sometime between 82 and 84. She performed with them, and they actually recorded stuff, apparently.
And admits she just started humping the guy in the band in order to get into it.
To get into the band.
Did you guys know Eddie Van Halen asked Patti Smyth of Scandal to join Van Halen after they kicked David Lee Roth out?
I did know
But
that.
She turned him down because she was loyal to her band.
Yeah.
Scandal. You knew that?
I did. I love Patti Smyth.
You don't.
I do. Of Scandal? I Am the Warrior? Freaking great.
You're kidding.
Isn't she also Goodbye to You? Goodbye to You?
You don't love that.
Oh, yes, I do. Let me assure you. Me and John only recently were playing The Warrior.
Only recently.
Yeah.
You guys were singing it?
But then the last 6 months, he was playing that and I was singing it. Oh, are you going to pull up some Scandal?
Don't do
Killer.
It.
She's a great singer. And I thought, oh, that'd be so cool. And she was like, nah, I don't want to.
Typing to find that picture of Swifty and Alice. What is her Instagram handle?
Jane Pix. JaynPices.
We know it's confusing.
Jane Pix.
Timbaland is still working. He produced Sam Smith's single.
Oh, did he?
Timbaland produces all the music from Empire now.
Crank it up. Goodbye to you. Oh, God.
Big E, you did this to us.
Look at these old videos. They're so dumb.
You love this.
The nights are long. Guess it's time to say goodbye to you.
You are a better singer than she is.
No.
Oh, yeah, you
no.
are. Yep.
No. Get the Warrior. Oh,
don't
in
get
the Warrior,
do
the,
do not
the
do
video
it.
She had Boom like in. Her face is all painted and stuff. It's really cool.
What is that background noise? It sounds like moving boxes.
Oh, no, it's falling.
Right, it's falling down.
That's falling down.
I haven't been able to listen in a while. I thought Hooman was leaving. What's the deal?
Yeah.
You leaving, buddy?
I know
maybe they mistook you for
We're down
Brent.
One yeah. for sure. Maybe I'll take a break when he returns.
Or not.
I'd like to congratulate Leslie, who's 7.5 months pregnant from San Leandro. Right.
Did she just win the tickets and turkeys?
Yeah, she goes, oh my God, I'm so thankful I don't have to cook. I'm 7.5 months pregnant.
Oh, here we go. So civilized.
So you just ignored me asking you not to find this, or you didn't hear me, or...
Thanks, Hooman.
I like the music.
You yeah. like this?
I do.
Oh, my God, I
you
love
do
Scandal.
Not.
Well, I just like that we're doing this.
Look at how cheeseball that is.
So cheesy. The
gods are... It didn't occur to anybody to say, no, cut! No.
Stop it. It's awesome.
We're not doing this.
Well, I am the warrior.
Look at them dancing around the guy.
And cargo nets.
It's awful.
you survive.
Not Jimmy, says 707. A girl named James winds up with the nickname Jamie.
Oh, no, I like Jimmy.
Oh. Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Boy, you just keep being wrong on everything today. What's wrong with you?
Scandal.
Are you done with that?
Yeah. Thanks. Good job.
What's up, guys? I get to work in the Bay today. I am listening on my way from SAC. What a treat. I normally have to listen to the replay. Can I get a shout out? And then doesn't send the name.
Oh, bummer.
Well, thanks for listening.
916? What are they?
Yes, 916. I saw a concert. It was an amazing experience, but the parking sucked.
Oh, this is at Levi Stadium?
415 says, Elvis met Priscilla when she was 14. Jimmy Page famously had a 14-year-old girlfriend. The list goes on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys.
You guys.
What now?
You guys.
Real quickly before we end the show, we don't need to really talk about this too much, but just want to wish Rachel a happy birthday.
Oh!
Girlfriend's birthday
it's
today?
Girlfriend's birthday. So I'm like, that's so sweet.
But is this the Rachel that you haven't made out with yet?
I mean, it might be.
How old is she?
33.
Ooh. You haven't kissed her yet?
Nothing.
Be honest.
That's serious.
Do you want to kiss Rachel?
I think the moment's passed. I don't like to
That's not the question.
Things.
No, do you want to?
Do
yes
you want
or
to
no?
kiss Rachel?
I don't want to ruin the friendship.
Yes or no?
If it ruins anything or affects anything in any way, no.
What if it makes things better?
Then yes.
Well, that's a big if. That is a capital...
Can't you just Bold. Answer a question without a bunch of stuff?
Do you want to kiss Rachel? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no?
It's not a simple yes or no question.
It is.
You'll be kissing bitches. Yes or no?
If everything stays the same, yes. If it doesn't, if things change, then no.
What if things change for the better,
exactly.
though? That's the point.
It's a big risk. It's a big risk.
Listen, okay, let me ask you a question.
Look, we're out of time. Thanks
People,
for tuning in, everyone.
No, hold on. People cycle in and out of your life
fast
by the thousands.
Literally.
Nobody sticks around in your life.
No
so
one.
What are you worried about? It's worth the risk.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes. Isn't yeah. it?
I don't know.
Chances
don't
are
clap.
Whether you kiss
Who's
her
clapping?
Or not, she's going to cycle right out.
It's worth the risk,
clapping.
Come on.
Is it?
Choose love. Yeah, it is. Unless you, you know, have a terrible breakup and then your wife hires a killer to come after you.
That's
not.
Yeah, we hear a lot of those stories.
Oh, we heard one today.
This is the one. Secret we show. Heard one story. But look at all the people with successful love around you.
Love.
Yeah.
Soft as
all three of us.
Oh,
that's where you go with love? Why don't you go with love?
Right, I'm good. I'm good.
Exciting
I have a great situation.
Climb aboard.
We're expecting you.
Okay, I'm going to push this button now. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Did someone tell us that Timbaland actually produced that song?
That's listener, what someone texted Alyssa, us. I never looked it up, but... That's what someone
we
said.
Choose to believe them.
That's what we choose.
Pop it out, Yuzi. Pop it out.
Is Rachel texting you?
Where's Rachel?
I'm just playing sound effects. I'm
yeah,
not really
why are
Happy
you...
birthday, Rachel. Hey, Rachel, do us a favor. Grab him and pull him in and give him a kiss. Just get
Cast
it over with.
Cast your spell on him.
He doesn't
him,
really
Rachel.
Want that.
Yeah, he does, you liar.
He doesn't really want that.
Yeah,
yeah
right.
Rachel sounds like a man. Bless you.
Bless
Everyone's
you.
Falling apart in here.
We better wrap this thing up. That's so funny that her birthday is today and his birthday is tomorrow.
I know. We're all
meant
a bunch of Scorpios around yeah. here. We got Isla, we got Hooman, me, you.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tommy Igo's birthday is...
he's a Scorpio
I think
also.
He's an. I think he's the 18th.
Oh, man.
Vinny.
Not me.
It's a good sign.
You're a...
I'm an Aries, but it doesn't matter what I am. We'll just pretend I
oh,
don't birthday.
Oh, stop it. Well, we're always on vacation when you birthday anyway,
exactly.
you lucky dog. All right, have a great day, everybody. Enjoy yourself. Get it all done, because it's Tuesday.
Well, don't forget our Foo Fighter tickets, Sarah Clark.
Oh, gosh darn. You got the Foo Fighter?
Hey, mija.
How could I forget?
That's why I came in.
I knew there
guys.
Had to be some reason you came in here, Hooman. The Foo Fighters.
Wait, it wasn't... Because he wanted us to troll for a kiss for him?
No. He didn't want that.
Let's ask him. The Foo Fighters are coming to the Bay Area September 12th of 2018. That's next September.
Man.
The SAP Center at San Jose. Tickets go on sale this Saturday, November 18th at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, or you could win a pair right now. 800-400-3697. Call number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. Gets a pair of tickets to see the Foo Fighters next September. And actually, there is a little special presale that's happening this Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Use the code BEATS at LiveNation.com. That's special from us here.
BEATS.
My ears are deaf to that sound.
B-E-A-T-S.
B-E-A-T-S. Just try to ignore these sideshows.
I know. They're having their own little show.
I know. Oh, my God. We're talking about the Foo Fighters, you guys. Foo Fighters tickets for calling.
That's what I'm talking about.
800-400-3697. Call right now. Okay, so we're done. Have a great day.
All
see
right.
you on Hump Day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.